Okay.
It goes gratata.
What is up, buddy?
Nothing, man. Just fucking another week almost over.
Yeah.
Getting one day closer to that paycheck.
Did you work this weekend?
Nah.
No, okay. Just yesterday just sucked?
Yeah.
That was funny.
You
were so optimistic that today was going to be better.
Today wasn't bad.
That's good.
Except for all the go board. It's like full of fiberglass.
Ooh.
So like it gets in your like cuticles and like in between your fingers and shit.
Gets all itchy richy.
Yeah. God damn this shit.
And we got dog number two over here being an asshole.
Yeah.
Daisy's chilling.
Right. She's fucking depressed.
For now.
Right.
I wonder if maybe if I pull out my computer, then she'll be like. Rah, 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 rah.
Yeah, I don't think she knows what's going on right now.
She does look depressed.
I told you.
What's wrong, Daisy? She's like, I'm a dog. All right, we're back. Alex, tell them where they're at.
I don't know where they're at.
Well, they're listening, so they're...
At their house, maybe. Maybe they're at the office.
This place.
The Skunk Ravine.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
We're back here.
I had to go chop some corn in half.
Alex is chopping corns.
It was a butt cut, not a vertical.
Oh, you're just trimming the ends?
I didn't have to rip the corn. I did a butt cut.
Wow. Did I ever show you... I tried eating corn vertically once, and it was kind of fun.
Oh, like they do in the...
Yeah.
Where you just scrape the whole cob.
Like,
yeah, see, I've got a permanent retainer, so like that would just be a nightmare for me.
Oh, yeah. The whole time I was doing it, I'm like, all I got to do is catch it once, and I'm
it's
ripping
it
to
It's still a nightmare, like without a permanent retainer, though.
So, yeah.
Because I could do it reverse. I'd have to tilt my head back.
There you go.
But then I'd probably end up choking on a bunch of kernels.
Yeah.
I just die.
Yeah. Like, what was he doing? He's trying to eat corn vertical.
It just says vertical retainer.
Vertical retainer.
It's like that RIP thing in the... You remember that?
No.
It just said the dude in the Mail Max... It just had a picture of the dude and said its name, and then it just had the whole page.
RIP.
And then it just said RIP in the middle.
Yeah. That's
like just
so
nothing
weird.
About the man.
That's so weird.
That would be me.
I wonder if maybe he was like a writer for the Mail Max, and he had been giving opinion pieces his whole life. So
they killed him.
Like, I got nothing else to say.
They just killed him.
Yeah. He gave one too many wrong opinions.
They were like, RIP, no good.
He gave the wrong opinion, and that was it.
He did.
Game over, motherfucker.
He gone.
Yeah, so... Do you like my nails?
They're beautiful.
Mm-hmm. We got a purple one, you got some pink ones, some red ones, a couple blues. Yeah, I was laying on the couch, and Amara... was like, can I paint your nails? I was like, yeah, sure. So she's sitting on the table, just painting them. She's like, Alexa, play something relaxing. And then just like gives me that look like, huh? You like that? That's pretty nice, isn't
it?
I'm like, that's
God.
Adorable.
That's hilarious.
So then she gets done, and then she's like, Alexa, play some metal.
Oh, my God. It helps it dry.
Yeah. So Job for a Cowboy starts playing, and she just gets up and starts, like, dancing around.
She should open a nail salon. That's just what she does. Like,
yeah.
Doesn't tell anybody.
Relax. Chill out. All right, we're done. Yeah.
So when they like are in the mosh pit, the air movement helps the nails dry.
The look she gave me though was just like,
oh, I can picture it.
How perfect is this, huh? pretty relaxing. Yeah. God damn it. Quit being so fucking cute.
That's funny.
Would it help if I threw a shoe over there?
We went and saw System of a Down.
Oh, yeah? In Chicago?
Yeah.
Who'd they play with?
Avenged Sevenfold. I can't ever say the name right.
Polyphia?
Yeah.
Polyphia?
They opened.
Nice.
That was pretty cool.
That's another way to say it.
I don't know how to say it. Isn't it P-O-L-Y, whatever the fuck, L-M-N-O-P?
Polyphia.
Yeah.
Polyphia, yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah. It would be cool to interview him and just be like, why don't you introduce yourself? What's your band name?
Right.
There's got to be interviews of it.
So, Soldier Field sucks for fucking concerts.
Yeah?
The sound is horrible.
That's where I saw Grateful Dead, and it was great.
Well, then the sound people sucked.
Maybe it's better up. Where were you guys, on the field?
We were on the ground, yeah.
I was, so if you're... Were you guys facing north?
I have no clue. Wherever they put the stage.
So say the lake is that way. Would the stage be over here?
I have no clue. We just went in.
Well, there's lake and
city. It was a whole thing. Ah. Like, we paid like $50-something for parking just so we could get the fuck out of there afterwards.
Yeah.
I spent like fucking... $100-something more beers, Pierce.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And I bought chicken fingers.
How much were those?
Fuck, like $20-something. I don't know.
Were they good at least?
Yeah. I think, dude, I was starving.
Well, yeah.
And I was high. I didn't bring any weed, but I was like, I'll find somebody.
I have some gas.
Yeah. No, I always find somebody with weed.
Right. When I saw Grateful Dead there, we were up in the stands, dude. And,
see, maybe the stands are where it's at.
It sounded really good. It was cool up there.
Probably more expensive, though. And we bought them last second. Like,
yeah.
I was like, you know what? I don't think we'll see System of a Down ever again.
Right.
Because they're not even a band anymore.
Right.
So, plus Polyphia, whatever the fuck, they were there. I was like, send it.
Yeah. I would love to see those guys. When we were there, we stayed at Lizzie's parents' house, and they live like in a suburb of Chicago. And his family, her family, like one of them, a couple of them went down before the show and set up a tailgating spot.
Right.
And then we got a limo to take us down there.
You just hired a limo?
They had a limo come and pick us up and take us down there.
Who did?
Lizzie's parents.
They were just like, yeah.
Yeah, because their whole family's like deadheads. So they went like all out. So we get down there and eat some acid in the parking lot.
Nice. Paper and, or blotter? Yeah.
Those some papes. And,
Are paper and blotter the same thing? No, blotter is paper. I meant gel.
Oh. Yeah, it was paper.
Yeah.
So yeah, ate some acid, and then we go to go into the show, and there were just like 12 year old kids running around just like, do you guys need tickets? And he just had a handful of tickets, just a stack of tickets. Just like, you guys are giving tickets away like at the entrance. I'm like, no, we're good. So we go inside, didn't get searched at all.
Right.
Go up into our seats, watching the show and shit. And that's when, like, you know me, I have a little sensitive little tummy, you know? So I'm like, I got to shit at one point in the show.
Right.
So I go down to the bathrooms, and the toilet is full of shit and piss and toilet paper.
Nice.
Overflowed.
Did you just like hover it?
Well, I tried to hover it, you know. I was trying to hover over it, and just from tripping and being, you know, all fucked up, I lost my balance.
Oh, no.
And just totally teabagged
it. Teabagged the shit. Dude,
because like, I'm like pushing everything back and out to piss so I don't piss all over my legs and stuff. And I just like dumped my fucking dick and balls into this toilet full of shit and piss. I was just like, well, whatever. No. Whatever. I'll just wash my hands and I should be all right.
You should have just put your dick and balls in the sink.
I was just like, all right, whatever. Took a shower when he got back and I was fine.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Speaking of my asshole and my balls,
yes.
I have this like little sore spot on my taint, like right in the middle of my taint, right on my seam.
Yeah.
You know? It's really fucking annoying and it hurts like a motherfucker. I kept like holding my balls up and spread an eagle for Ashley so she could like check it out and see what's going on.
It's just bra.
It's just like a little skin bump.
Huh.
It's weird. And it's kind of starting to go away, but
maybe it's an ingrown hair.
That's what I was thinking, but she looked and no hair, no head.
Well, that doesn't mean anything. It could be like, dude, I found ingrown hairs in my fucking beard before that were like super long.
Right. Yeah. It's
just but like you couldn't see it at all.
Yeah, it's just a bump.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it like blackhead or wouldn't it have a head on it?
No. Sometimes they just like spiral up. Just waiting for the day.
I don't know, man. Like my taint ain't that hairy.
My taint ain't shank. I don't know, dog. Sometimes shit happens.
Yeah.
I
have pictures of my taint on my phone.
Pictures of my taint on my phone. If you're scrolling, you can see my scrotum.
A little bit of my asshole with toilet paper stuck to it.
Toilet paper stuck to my butthole.
This is funny because it looks like you can see my butthole and then it looks like my pussy got sewn up. But it's just my seam.
It happens, you know. Sometimes they gotta sew that shit back up.
That's what it looks like.
Oh, it's very nice. It's very nice.
So it's just like...
Get some Hibic cleanse.
A bump. I don't know, man. It's weird.
Get some Hibic cleanse, dog.
Dude, what do you think about this bee?
What's it for?
Nothing. I just wrote it on a piece of paper.
It looks cool.
Every time I write something and it looks dope, I always send a picture of it to Ashley. I'm like, check this shit out. I gotta get into calligraphy or something.
Do it.
That's a tight bee, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ha, tight bee.
It's a tight bee. Tight butthole.
Tight butthole.
Yeah. So, this dog...
Ivy!
Is,
being not, a fucking douche.
Not a fucking puppy anymore. She is like at least twice, if not more, times bigger than the last time I've seen her. She's huge, dude.
Yeah, she's a fucking nuisance.
No. Yeah, what do you mean?
Yeah, she's a baby.
She's a puppy. She's just doing puppy stuff. She doesn't give puppy energy because Daisy was never a puppy. All right, do you want to come mic up?
you got that red bull nickel.
Yeah.
Nicholas.
Sorry, Ashley.
I can say nickel.
Sorry, Ashley. I didn't mean to be a dick.
I get it. I know.
come join the conversation. We'll see if that comes up. Yeah, none of the sound effects worked on the last recording. I had to cut them all out because it was just like... It sounded all like just digital distortion. And then at the end, it would be like... So
you should have saved a little blamp, blamp.
I hope this works, man. I think it should...
If not, the
instruction manual for this thing is fucking insane. So well, you know how you get instruction manuals, and usually it's like...
You should see the instruction manual for the welder I got from Japan.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
Is it in English?
It's just like, you do these things. I don't know what the fuck it's talking about. It's one of those, you just gotta try it.
Yeah, is it English? Where it is,
if,
like,
if I showed you the instructions,
make to attach AC/DC power to the
yeah. It makes no, at least you know more than they do. Fuck. Jesus. Fuck Jesus. You know.
Oh, fuck Jesus.
Yeah. Jesus.
Jesus, El Savior.
Jesus is cool.
Christ.
I had these people that were doing the siding at the first job we were at today. We were already set up and everything. We were there before them. And they were trying to tell us we needed to move. And I was like, yeah, nah.
We ain't having that.
We're going to be here for like an hour. Sorry. Figure it out.
So did they fuck off?
No, they were like working all around the saw. And I was still like out there doing cuts. And it's like that sketchy porch. It's not even a porch. There's just like 2x4, or not 2x4.
Wood? Just wood.
Plywood.
Wow, okay.
But it's like all patched together and not even nailed in or anything. Hell yeah. So you just gotta like step.
Nice and sketchy.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So. Your dog's being an asshole. Ivy, I'm gonna punch you in your fucking dog throat.
God damn, she is big.
Yeah, I know.
Little making little Daisy look like a little puppy again.
She's a big asshole. Anyway, but yeah. So that was, you know, my day, and then we got to ride that little roller coaster thing.
Yeah, that's tight.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like, you just get to sit in it.
Was it rickety as shit?
It makes a lot of noise.
Yeah.
But
it seems like
it's a little sketchy.
Yeah. It looked a little sketch.
It's a little sketch.
That's how you die.
Yeah. So.
That thing just.
Right. Yeah.
I saw a video of these like Russian miners.
Like kids not or children. No, I'm just kidding.
I was watching these videos of Russian miners. As these dudes coming out of a mine, and have you ever seen the thing that they ride to get out of the mine?
Yeah.
That's like a single...
It just drops.
It's like a chairlift where you like...
It's a rope.
Kind of, but it has a pole and like a little wooden seat.
Yeah.
And you just like put it under your butt and ride it up.
Oh, fuck that.
So these guys were riding it up after a shift and like the fucking...
Cable. So they were just ping-ponging.
Well, the cable broke, and they all just started flying down backwards, and it was funny as shit, because you got a couple guys bailing off, and then at the bottom, there was a camera, and it just showed, like, these guys flying down super fucking
fast.
What are
you going to bail off to?
Backwards, and just, like, right at the end, there's this big pole, and, like, four of them just, like, bounce off this pole.
Where are you bailing off to?
Just off to the side, I don't know. There's like enough room. There's like it was probably like a 7-foot like stretch, like wide.
Yeah, but still, you're still going to fall.
Yeah, but I mean, you're on an angle, like probably a 45-degree angle, too. So.
I don't know.
It beats flying backwards and bashing your head on a pole and breaking your spine.
It beats just living in Russia, period.
That's just how they end the shift.
Yeah, I got to ride a cool fucking thing.
That's cool. Did you feel like a miner or like a...
No, I was just like, I'm rich.
I'm bougie.
Like, it was right next to the beach. Yeah. Right down by the beach, boy.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah. And I think it's like a guest house.
Yeah, so just had a shitty deck and...
Yeah, actually, somebody was there redoing the deck.
Yeah.
How did you know?
It's like, all right, we definitely got enough money for fucking mine carts to take us down to the beach.
Right.
Or did it take you down? Did it take you down to the beach or take you down to the guest house?
I think the guest house. Well, both.
Okay.
But if you weren't a Wisconsin Badger fan, you had to use the stairs.
Hell yeah. Go Badgers.
Go Badgers.
Go Badgers.
I don't know what noise they make.
I bet that's. I'm pretty sure that's the noise they make.
Sounds about right.
Do it again. Yeah.
Yeah.
That seems legit. Yeah. Just
something like that.
Just ripping open beehives to eat honey.
Yeah, and just like honey badgers don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck.
Sting me in my dick hole.
Dude. Dick stinger. I'm glad we don't live in one of those societies where you have to put like a fucking a glove made of fire ants on your dick or whatever just to be a man.
It's on your hands.
Mm-hmm.
But the dick stinger, that should be a condom.
Just all ribbed up.
Yeah, but with like hornets on the outside.
How about the only condom you'll ever need, and it's got the like reverse teeth on it, so you can put your dick in, but you can never get it off.
What's that movie?
Someone where
that
dick.
No, there's like a girl like her vagina bites dicks off.
Isn't that teeth?
I think so.
I think it's called Teeth. I've never seen it.
I think there's a picture of like a bloody condom on the cover with like.
Yeah.
Yeah, like back when, you know, like video stores existed.
I think it was called Teeth. I never saw it. I remember I was going to watch it once and I was just like, I can imagine what this movie is.
Well, I already watched it in my head. Like,
it's like, I don't need to watch
it. Like, yeah, cool. I think I did watch it.
See, no, I'd rather watch a movie called like Thorn.
Or I watched the preview.
Which is like a dick with a thorn coming out the front of it.
Thorn.
That'd be kind of tight if your
there probably
dick,
is one.
What if your dick had like a unicorn horn on it?
Yeah.
You had to trim it like a fingernail before you have sex.
Or like, what about those?
But then you got groupie girls who love unicorn dicks and they want you to grow it out long and then fuck them.
This is true.
Yeah.
You mean unicorn?
Oh, I'm a unihorny. Oh, that's what the girls. Yeah, the girls are unihorny. The most elusive dick in the world. Some say it's magical.
It's very, very.
And we could probably trim it and like grind it down and then sell the dust to Chinese people and be like, yeah, this will give you boners and you'll live to be 1,000.
God dang right. Just a boner forever.
Yeah.
They gotta like sleep certain ways.
Isn't that what's crazy? I heard that most mummies that were found
had boners.
Like, British people back
they were,
in like
they
the
were just 1800s. Fully erect.
No, they like took them and like ground them down into powder and then sold it
dick
as
powder?
Like dick pills.
Nice.
Yeah.
Can I put that in my will?
That you have to, yeah. First off, mummify me. Come back
but,
20
like,
years later, grind me down.
No. Just like when they cremate me, I want my dick cremated separately.
Separately?
Yeah.
So. Like,
or does it have to be mummified dick?
I'm not
just
sure
chop
what you're
my dick
to do.
Off and mummify it.
Okay, yeah.
Just cut it off
and mummify it.
Yeah,
like
and then
dry,
and then turn it into powder.
Yeah.
You just said what I'm trying to. What are you talking about? Okay. You're the one who brought it up, and you're saying you don't know what I'm trying to do. What are you talking about?
I don't know, man. You said a bunch of
you're
stuff.
You're talking
right
about
there.
Mummy
I'm
dick
to
pills.
Figure it out, dude.
That should be our new boner pill company.
Mummy Dick Pills?
MummyDickPills.com. Yeah. TM, patent pending. So
yeah,
fuck
yeah.
Off, everyone.
Copyright.
Yeah, something like that. Whatever they do.
Well, I really do wonder, like, how many mummies the British got a hold of and, like, just turned into dick pills. That's wild, dude.
Dickpills.com.
Shit was weird back in the 1800s, huh?
What do you mean back then? It's still weird.
Well, at least now we're not grinding up corpses to make our dicks hard.
Yeah, what's this red shoe club that everybody keeps talking about?
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Like, apparently celebrities, like, rape kids and then make them into shoes or something.
What?
Bro, I'm not a conspiracy person. I've heard of it more than... I'm not the one watching TikTok videos. I've just heard about it like three times now, and now I don't even know, you know what the fuck.
I'm on TikTok, and I'll tell you that the TikTok algorithm is pretty good. The shit you show interest in will come back. So whoever told you this is into some weird shit, man.
Well, you know I'm never on any like shit, so...
That's good, man. You're lucky.
Unless it's LSD.
Yeah, then I'm on that shit all the time, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, mushrooms are cool, too.
Yeah. But what do you like better, mushrooms or acid?
Acid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 Because you can level the field.
Yeah.
You just take a little bit, and then you work your way up, and then you can just stay there.
I feel like with acid, I can get fucked up on it and just be fine.
Right. Well, I'm not fucked up, but I'm at a different level.
Yeah. I ate some acid at a music festival. Last time I was at a music festival and ate some acid, I kind of had a little freak out.
Not when you, was that when you woke up in the front yard of somebody else's house outside of the festival?
Uh-uh.
You didn't get beat the fuck out of cops?
Uh-uh.
Or get the fuck beat out of by cops is what I was fucking trying to say. Jesus.
Do you want me to rewind the
edit that fucking and shit out? Nah, leave it in.
It stays.
I don't give a fuck.
No, I had some acid and it just like hit me super fucking fast and super hard.
Yeah, you probably ate a whole hit at once.
Yeah, of course.
Never do that.
Why?
Because you never know what the fuck is going to happen.
That's true. Anyways.
I always do a quarter
hit. That shit got me for a minute, dude.
I do a quarter hit. I wait a couple hours. And then I'll do, like, the other half. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, you can add the last quarter hit to another half.
Save that for when you're coming down.
Yeah.
I know what I'm doing. For next time.
I'm like Timothy Leary over here, dog.
Yeah, I think I like mushrooms.
I don't like the way they make my stomach feel.
Like if I'm down at the beach.
Microdosing is cool. But like I'm not going to eat an eighth of mushrooms.
Oh, yeah, I get,
that sounds horrible.
I get fucking bubble guts like crazy.
Well, yeah, it's food poisoning.
Acid definitely gives me, I don't know, it gives me the shits.
That's when you get shitty acid.
See, I think the thing is, though, I'm so worried I'm going to shit my pants that I'm afraid to fart. So I'm just like, I got to go on the toilet.
Sometimes you just got to shit your pants.
Yeah.
I almost shit my pants earlier.
Why didn't you? You should have.
Because I was on camera. Like, all these rich people have cameras everywhere. Like, they want to see what you're doing in their... It's weird.
And
their like,
thermal cameras, too. They'll be able to see your pants just filling up with hotness.
Yeah. Just
that's like TSA. TSA cameras that can, like, see your dick and shit.
Right.
Just these rich perverts.
Dude,
for real. Like, no. God damn it, I wish this grown man was a
this
child.
This one, I only saw one camera at this house. But this one house, I think I already told you. Like, there's cameras on, like, swivels and shit. They'll follow you.
Yeah.
Like, there'll be, like...
You know what's freaking out with that is, it's like, is that just motion sensor? Or is it somebody controlling it?
It's motions. He can control what degree it can go all the way around.
Yeah, a full 360 camera.
But like where he, I've noticed where the house is getting worked on, the cameras will be focused at that spot.
Hey, he's watching you.
But he says he's not watching us.
Yeah, my ass. Maybe he's not, but he's going back later, reviewing the tape.
Well, not where we work, no. But where everybody else works.
He's watching.
Yeah.
Like a hawk.
I had to go tell the Mexican people, because he didn't want to talk to him. He was like, hey, well, this isn't even part of my job. Like, I don't work for this guy. Well, like, they aren't even, like, dude, I don't know. The other day he came in and was like, these people, they're nice, but they don't understand shit. It was a whole thing. But he was like, if you can just go tell them, like, I look like a... He was, like, talking about my tattoos the other day, like I was in prison or something. Yeah, I know. It's a whole thing.
It's your house. You have a problem with the work being done. You be a fucking man and go talk to someone.
Right. But that's our sound effects.
Yeah. We'll see if it picks up or just.
But anyway, I had to go tell them, like, hey, there's some sheet metal in the garage and some rivets. I was told to tell you guys. I don't know what. It's just like some lady and a dude.
I don't want to talk to the Mexicans.
The day before that, he was like, you guys can go pick some apples and peaches out of the orchard. Like, I don't know if he's being racist or, like, he thinks that's just what they like to do.
Yeah, he looks at you, he's like, I know they love doing that shit.
Well, fuck, I want some peaches and shit.
Yeah, that's tight. Damn, dude.
But anyway, that's what grinds my gears.
God damn it. I just keep getting styes.
Now there's dog fights going on.
Hell yeah.
You know what you do with a sty?
Nothing, right?
Potato.
Just put a potato on it?
Yeah, you cut a potato. The starch.
That helps.
That's what my dad always did.
Ashley, what are these white Doritos you're eating?
You stole... What? You fucking what?
What flavor?
Give them to him.
Yeah, I've never... This is a new flavor?
Yeah, it was, I haven't tried them yet.
You know what it tastes like? Dorito.
Yeah.
Your face tastes
like Dorito. Yeah, it's just... Dorito. It's Dorito. Definitely Dorito, but with like something, but... Doesn't taste like cheese.
I don't want one. Get them away from me. I'm gonna smoke some meth out of one of these giant mushroom.
There you go.
Meth pipes. You know you bought meth pipes, right?
Those are waters for my plants.
Mm-hmm.
So what do? You stick that down by the roots and then you top them off?
She also goes to the gas station and buys those roses that are for... Roses.
Are you smoking crack?
Just a smidge.
I dabble. I'm a casual.
It's just a casual.
Just to help me sleep.
Yeah.
It'll pick me up.
Yeah. You know, when I gotta go to sleep 3 days from now.
Hey.
I've been getting, the older I'm getting, I'm finally getting those, like, dad sneezes.
Bro.
Dad farts.
Full on trumpet. Don't even get me started. I'm not even, I'm always like that.
Yeah, dude. I've been getting some good farts recently. So I had a real quacker at work today.
Quack.
In the cooler. It was like quack, quack, quack.
That's a good
one. I was telling Ashley the other day, you know what fart I really love? Is when... It sounds like your asshole is trying to say guac. Like guacamole, you know? You know, it's just like guac.
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 I like that, man.
Oh, I'm always farting.
You know, I mean, I'm immature as fuck, and I don't give a shit, dude. Farts are always going to be fucking funny.
Always good. No matter what. I got to shit in that house earlier, too.
Yeah? Shitting in style?
Oh, dude, was it like a heated toilet seat? It was a blaster.
Did it, hand me that other Red Bull, would you?
It was a blaster.
Did it have a bidet?
No.
Oh.
It's the guest house, dude.
No, yeah. It just has fucking burlap. You gotta,
it's the guest house. You have to ride a fucking train down to it.
Takes 20 minutes to get down there to take a shit. And then the toilet paper is just old cut up burlap sacks.
It's just got razor blades in it.
Yeah, dude.
It's just razor blades with like wool. Just wool and razor blade bits.
I want a bidet. I remember my grandma at her condo had
when your grandma had all her condoms.
Her bathroom had a toilet, and then next to it, another toilet that was the like a whole separate bidet toilet.
Yeah, this morning I watched a whole Broad City.
Uh huh.
Yeah, I watched a whole episode where there was a bidet.
Okay. See, I always thought that that other bidet toilet was for pissing in. I thought you shit in this one, you piss in that one.
Well, in Japan, I think, is both.
Oh, Japan's got insane toilets, dude.
Yeah, they just finger your butthole and give it a little tickle to your...
That shit is like it's like an F-16.
So that's not even a bidet.
It's like an F-16 cockpit.
It's just a robot. Yeah, like, just... Right. Like the movie with Tom Cruise, mm-hmm. Top Gun just plays. It's on a pivoting fucking thing. Just water splashing everywhere.
Yeah.
It's in the shower, though, so it's all clean.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, we need to make this and sell it.
So a toilet bidet that's like an interactive theater.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but like a steam room. Just a whole room, like
you put 3D goggles on your
yeah,
VR goggles, yeah.
And you just—it's an immersive situation.
Imagine like, shitting in the Colosseum.
Yeah. Whoa. Like you control the cockpit is literally the cockpit. Your butt, like you squeeze your butt cheek one way, and then the other way, and then like you scoot back and forward. You so know, it's like you picture in this?
Like an asshole controlled wheelchair.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And then like on the hand, there's gonna be a hand thing, like a like a jet. But instead of launching rockets and stuff, that's what launches the bidet stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
The machine gun.
I think we're on to something. It's yeah.
Just pressurized air that dries your asshole off. I heard the one in Japan's
cluster buster.
I hear the one in Japan are like wild. You can set it to like get your pussy and your butt.
Yeah.
But if you're a dude, it just like gets the back of your balls.
Just gooching you.
Yeah, which is probably cool, man.
I don't know. I don't know. I feel like that would just have to be a big wet, like, steam room.
Yeah.
I don't think you just put a bidet in a bath. I feel like it'd be messy.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to have to get inside of a shower to take a shit.
Like, water splashing everywhere.
Yeah.
What if you just put it in the shower, like I'm saying? Just build a big steam room.
Yeah. I mean, I want so much water pressure that, like, I'm lifting off the seat. Like, yeah. I want to have to strap into this thing.
Okay, so... You could have Olympic O-rings above the toilet. You know what I'm talking about. What are they called?
Rings?
Yeah.
Just rings.
Rings.
Yeah.
Well, O-rings. They're O-rings, kind
of. O-rings makes it sound disgusting for some reason. Exactly. Doesn't it?
Because it can just plug right into your butt or something.
I just blasted out my fucking Olympic-sized O-ring.
Well, if you're talking about the water pressure, you're gonna probably need some O-rings.
I went Olympic
asshole.
Size and my asshole blew out.
Jesus. it's good. I think we're on to something.
Yeah, dude. I think we're on to something every episode.
Just a steam room for your ass.
Yeah, slash movie theater.
Right.
Yeah. Because I'm trying to watch movies that are, you know, 6 hours long. And they're so good. I can't leave.
You're just watching Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah. At half speed.
I like the details. I really like the details in the movie. So you just get rich enough to where we just get an actual gondola, but yeah. It goes in a big circle.
Doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah, it's like, but it's like a big room. With a movie theater in it or something. Okay,
I was going to picture just nothing but white.
Just nothing.
Just yeah, that's my infinity room.
Infinity
room. You can ride the gondola nowhere. Let's go to the infinity room.
Or what if it's like, what if it's like a little subway?
That'd be cool. That seems like
that would be an infinity room.
So now this is an, you know what I mean? This is an autistic man's billion-dollar house.
Yeah, that would be me. I'm very artistic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, autistic people.
But then what if you could, like, disconnect it from the circle track and, like, put it on another track that goes down as something else?
Yes. You're going to have the controls.
Yeah.
You're going to be able to be like, and then just, like, a door slides open, you know.
Yeah, or you switch the tracks.
Yeah, well, the tracks will lead you into the void.
Yeah.
I mean, you're already
and then into the void from Black Sabbath will come on. Void,
and then that leads you down to
who the fuck knows?
Some kind of, well, maybe that should be the entrance to get into the bidet room.
What if it goes underwater?
Yeah, like a tunnel, and then that's,
but it's like a giant fish tank, because that's how rich I'm going to be soon.
Yeah. Well, and you're
you
gonna
know
have,
how I've been counting.
And we're gonna have the surgery. We're gonna get gills.
Yeah, for sure.
The next time someone's like, "What would you do with $1 billion?" You're like, "I'd get gills." Yeah, I'd get gill surgery for sure. That's number one. That's the first thing I'm doing.
100%.
I'm getting gills, and then after that, I don't know.
Might just have to get one at first.
Yeah. What more do
That's
I
how need? I made my first gillion dollars.
What would you do with a gillion broom. Dollars?
You see what I did there?
Yeah, I do.
That's good.
What would you do with a billion gillion dollars?
A gillion dollars.
Desmond the other day asked me what, he was like, what would you do if we got $1 billion? And I was like, we would fucking go on vacation every day.
Duh.
And that's probably it.
Right. I mean, I would definitely invest.
Well, yeah.
Like, I would have a dozen investments.
Mm-hmm.
I'd fuck with the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
I would have, like, a long-term investment in my walls. Don't ever come in and try to break into my walls or I'll shoot you.
Just gold-plated walls.
Yeah.
Just your walls are full of gold bullion.
Yeah, I just been eating gold and then saving my shit.
Yeah.
That's what and I'm using doing. It as plaster.
Yeah, you're like some kind of weird gold worm or something.
Yeah.
Gold
There's
worm.
Like gems and, yeah. Gems and gold holding the basement walls together.
Because, yes, while they're doing the gill surgery, you're going to automatically replace all your teeth with gold and titanium and shit.
Oh, shit.
Just, you know, meteorite teeth.
Yeah. Duh. I mean, what? What do you think I'm going to do?
You know what? I think we've built a pretty cool mansion over the past 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're going to have the water room that you go down into.
Yeah.
That'll clean you off.
Yeah.
Too. Kind of like that I'm picturing like a Willy Wonka style room, you know, where you're on the weird thing and it's like, yeah, shooting suds all over you.
Yeah.
And then you go to that weird, crazy, trippy river room. But instead of a river room, you're just completely underwater. So anyone who can't hold their breath or handle it, they die.
Right.
Or who doesn't have the gill surgery. Sorry.
Yeah.
Because you only want to be bumping shoulders with other elites.
Exactly.
At this point.
Duh.
So, gills only.
Don't.
You have to have, you know, all my homies are going to have gills.
Gillsonly.com.
If I had $1 billion, first thing I do, get gills. Second thing I do, buy all my homies gills.
Gills around.
Be running around looking like Kevin Costner, dude.
Gills for days.
Yeah. This podcast is, every episode, I feel like we can tie back to Waterworld somehow.
Waterworld is like one of the best movies ever.
Should we see if we can watch it?
What do you mean, see if we can watch it? like you don't think I can
that shit is for free somewhere.
Bro. I'll just watch it in my head and then I'll tell you what's happening.
6.3 out of 10. 1995.
Oh.
Rent by $7.99.
Bro, I'm going to rent. $3.79. I'm going to straight up rent it, dude.
Yeah? Are we going to watch fucking Waterworld right now?
Ashley. Waterworld?
Yo, Ash, you down for a movie night? We'll start with Waterworld, then maybe watch some Dances with Wolves.
Maybe, yeah.
Kevin Costner's pretty cool, right?
I already clicked.
Who do you think would win in a fight? Kevin Costner versus Michael Keaton.
I don't even know who the fuck that is.
Like today. You know who Michael Keaton is?
I don't know.
Michael Keaton was the lieutenant.
You know people, I know. Shut the fuck up. Names. Listen.
He was the lieutenant in The Other Guys.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on that creep.
creep.
All right, so him versus Kevin Costner today.
I think Kevin Costner.
Okay. Yeah. Well, no. He
played an action movie.
Yeah, but Michael Keaton was Batman, dude.
Or was he?
And that whole guy's thing is he's a ninja.
You guys think I know actors and actresses.
I say Michael Keaton. Me too. Yeah.
You know what I know? I know builders and stuff. There's a guy that I know, and you cut this name out, please. His name is Jim Tim.
First name?
And last name.
First name Jim, last name Tim?
Yes.
That's insane.
I know.
Why? Why is his name that?
I've been told.
Do I have to cut that out? Because that's insane.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to hear it.
Like 5 people listen to this show.
All right. Jim Tim.
And I love every single one of you.
Jim Tim. Just Jim Tim.
James Tim. Is it short for James Timothy?
I don't know, and I don't want to know.
And what's his middle name?
And
fucking
the builder for this
Bill?
Job. He looks like fucking Super Mario.
Figure out what his middle name is.
I can't. Timothy. He's very tall, man.
What if his middle name is something long, like Jim Christopher Tim?
Or Jim Remy.
Jim Rim. Remy Jim Tim.
Jim Remy Timmy Tim.
Next time you see him, you should be like, Rimmy Jim Jim, Rimmy Jim Tim.
He'll probably knock me the fuck out. He's huge.
So? Slow.
He's cool.
Dodge that shit. Well, if he's cool and you make fun of his gay name, he should be cool.
He's really cool because he's like, what kind of music do you want to listen to? I guess like people think I've been to prison or something.
Yeah. And they're afraid of what music you listen to?
I don't know.
They don't want to piss you off by accidentally playing bluegrass?
Well, I'm like, oh, like...
Curveball! I like the fiddle.
I'm like the weirdest... person probably most people have met.
You are very weird.
Yeah. I like to keep it that way. I like to keep people on their fucking toes.
Yeah. You're so. The most angry, pissed off softy I know.
Oh, dude, I'm like so polite to homeowners.
Very emotional. That's why when he gets all sad and drunk, it's so funny. I love it. I try so hard, but I get so mad. But she pisses me off. He's not you. Other ex-girlfriends. Not current girlfriend. Am I helping here?
That was like the worst thing you could have ever said.
Not you. Not you. Other whores.
She already hits me. I fucking sleep. Anyway,
so. At least when I hit you when you're sleeping, I pretend to be nice about it.
What do you do? What are you like being a bitch and like just hitting him because he's snoring?
No, fucking, I'll just be asleep. No, she elbowed me the other day.
I mean, I used to hit Ashley in the sleep all the time because I was, well, I used to like just put my hand up. You ever do that?
Yeah, and then like you move your arm, and then you accidentally elbow somebody in the head.
No, just trying to go to sleep, you just like put your hand up, and then all of a sudden it's like, bam.
I don't
know. At least that's what I told her.
I don't care. I know, I should do it more.
I just wanted to punch her while she was trying to go to sleep. It's like, I was sleeping.
Yeah, she does punch me in my sleep, so.
She does this number, and then my head's here, and...
Weird.
I what do that very hard elbows.
It's your natural, like, protect the neck.
Yeah. Protect your neck.
All the important shit's
protect
in the neck.
Protect your neck, motherfucker.
Just ask Charlie Kirk.
I'm gang gang, nigga.
That only took 53 minutes to finally get into the Charlie Kirk bit.
Oh, yeah, he's dead.
We're going to get canceled, dude. We're going to get arrested for free speech.
Well, you guys can talk about the debate how we think it's the neck. You think he got shot in the chest.
I don't think he took it to the chest. I think he took it to the neck and the kinetic energy... fucking bounced his shirt up because I heard people I saw that same theory and I saw people saying he was wearing a vest, which clearly he was not wearing a bulletproof vest. I've also seen stuff where he got shot from behind in the crowd from a guy
he
standing off
shot
to the side. Okay, so they say it's a 30-06. Do you think that a 30-06 to the neck would, I feel like that would fucking separate his spine completely from the fucking cavity?
No.
And his head would just flop right over. Well, you don't think a 30-06 would do more damage than that?
A 30-06? No.
If I don't think he would have, like...
If a 50 cal...
I don't think he would have tensed up like that and then fallen over. If it was a 30-06 to your neck, I feel like that would have fucking created such a fucking cavity inside that it would have fucking shattered your spine.
It hit one side.
Yeah. Well, still, that's
still
going to
make... So, if we want to go with what you think, which is fine... I still think he got hit lower.
In the chest and it came out.
And then it came out.
But a high-powered rifle like that, is it going to tick off a bone?
Yes.
A high-powered rifle like that?
Yeah, dude. There's so many bones right in this area.
Clavicle?
Clavicle. Cha-cha. Well, all right. Somebody's aiming...
That's the dumbest place to try to shoot someone.
Somebody's going to aim mid-mass.
He was aiming for the head or aiming for...
Mid-mass. It was mid-mass.
I think he was aiming for the head. He didn't account for the drop.
You always want to aim mid-mass.
Well, for sure.
Two to the chest, one to the head. That's what they teach in the military. Okay.
Do you think they got the guy? Or do you think it's bullshit?
I don't know. I think it's all bullshit. And... whatever.
Yeah, 22 years old. But did you see the text messages that he was supposedly sending to his, like, boyfriend or whatever?
Hey!
Like, it doesn't seem like the way 22-year-olds would text each other.
Yeah, I don't know.
Everything that was discussed in these text messages
I
that the FBI
any
released...
Of it. I just saw the video.
It totally looks like
I was
like
taking a shit while I saw
AI
it.
Shit, dude.
So.
No. It's fucked up.
It's is weird. What it is.
I don't think he should have gotten shot for speaking his mind.
But
at the same time, I don't care.
He got shot.
I don't care. All right. Well, let's end this episode on that.
Love you guys.
Let's call it a night. Let's watch Waterworld.
Peace out.
Love you guys. Bye.